This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome to Victory is Assured on this Christmas Day. I want you to know that we celebrate Jesus. Whether it's his birthday or not, we're just saying Jesus is awesome and worthy to be celebrated every day. All right? But this is the time of the year that has been set aside, and I don't care about what the pagans did and all. I don't care about any of that nonsense, to be honest with you, because Jesus is Lord over every day. So it doesn't matter what day you want to talk about it. You're going to be able to find, if you go through enough history, you'll be able to find somebody doing something stupid on pretty much any day. But we're going to go ahead and make this day about Jesus. We're going to make this season about Jesus. Now, I've been talking about how making changes in your life, okay? And I'm going to take and I said I was going to get into the Ephesians prayers in three, and I will do that next time. But I want to take some time to remind you of something about there is a tremendous motivation to change and to serve God. And I want to explain to you from the night that Jesus' birth was announced why this would be true. Now, we're going to read in, let's start in verse Luke chapter 2, verse 1. It came to pass in those days that the decree went out from Caesar Augustus that on all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinius was governing, whatever his name is, was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph, this is Jesus' stepfather, also went from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth to Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child, right? So it was that while they were there, and that the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Okay, so Jesus has been born, and really, there's a lot I could say about that, but this next part I want you to get a hold of, because this is the very first message that God relates to mankind after Jesus is born into the earth. Now, we say Jesus was born in the earth. Understand something. Jesus was already in existence. He was just as much God. But this is a day he's taken upon a body, right? And so, but this is what's happened. The Savior, Jesus, has been born into the earth. And now, you know, people all the time say to me, well, you got to remember how God was. If you look in the Old Testament, he was just destroying people, and God never changes. No, God never changes, but the peoples he's dealing with did. And then when the people that he was dealing with did, things changed. God was able to do things he was never able to do before. Look at it this way. You know, my wife and I do things for her now that we're married that I did not do before her. With her before we got married. She has equal rights to all my money. She has equal rights to everything that I have. She has equal rights to my time. She and I are one flesh. That was not true before the day we got married. I'm the same person I was the day before we got married, but I treat her differently now, not to mention the physical relations and all this other stuff. I treat her differently now that we're married than I did before we were married. I have not changed, but the relationship did. And that's really what happened with us. We were able to be born again. But again, I want you to hear from the Father exactly his heart towards you, that what Jesus being born meant to him with you. And in verse 8. Now there were we're in Luke 2:8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. I guess you would be, because remember, Steven Spielberg hadn't made any movies yet. George Lucas hadn't made any movies yet. And so if you're just a shepherd, and you're out in the middle of nowhere, now I think it's amazing he's talking to the shepherds. He doesn't go talk to the kings. He doesn't go talk to the wealthy downtown. He goes and finds the poor people, these people who really, who's going to listen to them? And he goes out there to say, hey, I want you to know you are important. You're just as important as anyone else. I've got some good news for you. But this would freak you out. You're out there in the pitch black dark. The only light you have is that of the campfire or the candle or the torch you had. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're having a Steven Spielberg moment, but you've never heard of him. And this light is going over here. That would freak you out. And so now notice what these angels say. Very first message from the Father to you about the birth of Jesus. Do not be afraid. God doesn't want you afraid. Doesn't want you afraid of him. Doesn't want you afraid of the angels. Do not be afraid. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. This is for everyone. You know, I've heard so many people say, well, you know, Christianity is very narrow and you all are intolerant. No, our message is to all people. We believe everyone needs Jesus. Whether you are a good person, whether you're a bad person, whether you're a moral person, an immoral person, whether you're heterosexual, homosexual, we believe everyone needs Jesus. Everybody. It's to all people. Everybody. The Muslims need Jesus. It doesn't matter who you are. Everyone needs Jesus. Now notice here, Jesus is supposed to be good tidings, good announcement of great joy. He's not supposed to bring depression. He's not supposed to bring condemnation. Jesus, you know, it's funny how often we forget that. You know, we quote John 3:16, but John 3:17 says, For the Son of Man did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. This is good news. This isn't bad news. You're not supposed to feel like dirt. You're supposed to feel like, wait a minute, are you saying God loves me? That's exactly what we're saying. And he says, which will be to all people. Now notice this, for there is born to you. Notice how the angels make the message personal. He could have said, you all. There's several shepherds there, but he didn't. He said, this is to you. To you. You're important. You matter. You matter to the Father. He would have done this for you if you'd have been the only person on the face of the earth. There is born unto you this day. Now notice this. And again, please quit making the scriptures and the love of God and the plan of God as though it's just to the world. You are part of the world. And this is to you. Now notice, there is born unto you in the city of David a Savior. I wish we could really get a revelation of this, honestly. I mean, even to this day, I wish I had a greater revelation of this. There is not born unto you in the city of David a judge. There is not born unto you the city of David a condemner. There is not born unto you a city. He lists his job description from the day he was born. Jesus is here to save you. He's not here to beat you up. He's not here to beat you down. He is here to save you. Now, that job description doesn't change after you've been born again. If you haven't been born again, it definitely hadn't changed. Jesus wants to save you. He wants to deliver you. And again, a lot of times people say, well, you know, that's just so you don't have to go to hell. No, that's not true, because the word for salvation in the Greek means to be complete and absolute deliverance, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. It means to be made sound, to be made whole. There's healing in it. There's prosperity in it. And Jesus has come not to leave you at the mercy of the devil any day of your life. This junk about how, well, you know, God allows the devil to do this. How can he do that? How could that be possible when on the day that Jesus was born, he says, I came to save, not turn you over to the devil, not have you beat up, not have you beat down. I came to save you, not to allow the devil just to run shod over your life. No. There is born unto you in the city of David a Savior, a Savior. The Father wants to help you. He does not want to hurt you. He says, who is Christ the Lord? Christ, that means that's actually a title. to be the anointed, to be empowered, to be empowered to deliver. And he's the Lord. What does that mean? It means he's got the power to save. You know, if I showed up, you know, it could be like Star Wars, where you show up and, you know, you're Han Solo and Luke Skywalker, we're here to save you and rescue you. It's like, yeah, but you got all these stormtroopers. Are you going to be able to pull this off? Are you going to be able to get this done? So what is this telling us? Your Savior has the power to make you free. And now I need to get down to this. Tells him where to find him. But then after all that, this is the announcement that God has towards you in verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. Now hear this. Not the greeting card, people. Goodwill among men. No, nope, that's the greeting card. The word of God is this. Goodwill toward men. From the night that Jesus was born, he needed you to understand this. And you talking about us changing? This is a good motivation. God's only will towards you is good. From the very night Jesus was born, God wanted you to know something. I love you. My son is in the earth to save you from anything that hell has to offer. And I want you to understand this from my heart. Goodwill towards you from me. God wants to do good to you. God wants to help you. People say, well, I've made mistakes. Everybody that he came to save has. All these men right here that he said goodwill towards, they were sinners that had the life and the nature of death on the inside of them. And yet he still said, I have goodwill towards you. From the family of Curt Owen Ministries and from all of our partners who make this broadcast possible, Merry Christmas. But more importantly, know there was born in the city of David a Savior who died for your sin and paid the price so that you could be free and now sits at the right hand of majesty on high to deliver you. And know, please know from the heart of the Father God and from Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, goodwill towards you is all that they have. We love you. Stay tuned for these important announcements. Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Curt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Curt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Curt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@curtowen.com or send a regular letter to Curt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@curtowen.com. Regular address is Curt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that he is faithful to his word. In Matthew 18:19, he says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, he will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Curt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to curtowen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Curt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal